Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That means, yeah, welcome back. What's on your mind? Kevin Flynn for Scott Henin. Flying solo today, me and producer Chris Larson are going to be hanging out. And Chris is on the road, so it's going to be a nonstop traffic update on the eastern part of North Dakota. Morning, Chris Larson. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Kevin, just getting ready to head out of Mayville. Not bad. How are you, bud?
I'm good. Good, good. Hanging out. Tuesday feels like Monday, you know. Had a good Christmas.
Hey,
and
I love those days.
I know. We had a short week. If you had the day off yesterday, feels like Monday. But, hey, four-day week, and get ready for the new year. Hard to believe 2023 is here, almost. Got a lot to do this morning. Your calls, welcome. Shoot a text, an email, whatever you want to do, whatever's most convenient. Line into the studio, 701-271-1100. You can do it that way. Dial us directly here. You can leave a message at 855-200-1776. Push extension 1. Or you can shoot a text. The text line is 701-237-1590. Email is welcomestudio@flagfamily.com. Studio@flagfamily.com. Broadcasting on some of the greatest radio stations across the region, four states, three Canadian provinces. I didn't realize that. I saw the map of the, affiliates like KTGO, AM 1090, FM 93.7 in Tioga, the flagship, the flag in Fargo, and, I saw the coverage map. I was like, man, we're into three Canadian provinces. There's a lot there, so weigh in. And the number or the email, whatever's most convenient for you. Lots to talk about today. What is on your mind? Man, they want to make a big deal about the travel delay. Southwest Airlines canceled 2/3 of their flight. Got that going on. There was the bomb cyclone, the big storm, 4 feet of snow in Buffalo, New York, and points out east. Terrible. 27 deaths so far from the weather with this thing. The Kerry Lake news out of Arizona, not what we had hoped for. I think it goes to show that, Arizona may be gone and completely broken. We'll talk about that. Talk about this border thing, though. The Title 42 drop is going to, if this happens... every sign indicates to tens of thousands of people flooding over. And they set up a... Chris, did you see the picture of that tent that they set up?
Isn't that thing massive, Kev?
Unbelievable. And that's
I can fit a lot of bison fans in it.
Well, my big question on this, and help me understand, is that the fix? Is that the solution? We're just going to build tents, put up tents, somehow feed these people. When they leave the tents, then where do they go? And when they get there, then what do they do? And where are they doing it? And what are they doing? Why? And then Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota, weighed in on some of this. We got a million fentanyl pills in a couple of days.
It's the federal government's job to secure our border. Greg Abbott is doing what he needs to do down there, spending billions of dollars a year to secure the border because of the failure of the Biden administration.
But he's not. That's my problem with that statement. Greg Abbott's loading up a couple of buses and sending them to Kamala Harris's house for Christmas. That is not fixing the problem. Here's more from Governor Noem.
Over and over again, we know that there are people coming into this country that want to destroy America. So, yes, it's a national security threat. It's only truthful and honest to call it what it is.
Greg Abbott, I heard one of the responses was that, well, he doesn't have a lot of troops to send because they're all deployed. I mean, whatever you got, send them. I don't, maybe call on other states for help there. What was Kerry Lake going to do in Arizona? Title 10, I believe. Declare an invasion. But, and see if you like my analogy on this, Chris. Let's say you have a beautiful above-ground pool, okay, in your backyard. You know what I'm talking about? Those above-ground, nice above-ground pool. You got a deck built around it. It's nice, right?
Absolutely.
So let's say that pool, one of the seams tears, a nice big leak. Okay, now the pool is leaking, okay? It's leaking about as fast as the garden hose could, you know, about the same rate, okay? It's leaking as fast as if you put the garden hose into the pool and turned it on full blast, which is what is happening right now. Right now, the pool is leaking. The garden hose is in the pool, and it's turned on full blast, so it's keeping up with the leak, okay? The leak's just coming into the yard, but the pool's staying full. But apparently, this administration and these people would have you believe that the fix is to start pumping out the yard. The fix is to start dealing with the water that's leaking out of the pool in the yard. So let's put a pump in the yard, but not fix the leak. Is that a good analogy?
That's a perfect analogy, Kev. They're attacking at the wrong thing. It just doesn't make any sense.
They want to tell you as the pool is leaking. And the hose is running, and the pump is pumping out the backyard. They want to tell you that that's the solution, and that more people need to get on board with pumping this water out of here and dealing with the water that's here, and maybe pump that into the pool next door, or so I don't know. But you're not fixing the leak, so let's go back to building a wall, can we?
Please.
That's
please,
the fix.
Please, 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 please.
That's how you plug the leak. So plug the leak, make it harder for the water to come through, to flow out of the pool, and then we'll figure out how we fill the pool up on our terms, not on a leaking pool term. Weigh in, 701-271-1100, text 701-237-1590. How was your Christmas, Chris Larson?
Kevin, my Christmas was absolutely amazing.
Santa make a good trip to your place?
Santa made a great trip to my place, brought me some nice, beautiful, cold weather gear and some great family time.
Oh, very good. That's the best. The family time is the best. The time that my son gets to spend with his grandparents, that is the absolute best.
And just sitting around the table playing games and reminiscing about old times at Grandma and Grandpa, bless their soul. They've been gone for a couple of years, but just reminiscing of the old times that we had at their place. And then, of course, the highlight of my weekend was Dad's homemade ice cream.
Oh, really?
My dad makes homemade ice cream every year. This year was no different. It was absolutely amazing.
Nothing touches that on a hot apple pie.
No.
With homemade ice cream? Oh, my gosh. A la mode, as they say? Yeah. My mother-in-law's big thing is oyster stew. It's kind of our tradition. My
Ooh.
Father-in-law, much to my joy this year, decided to forego the lutefisk. So I didn't have to, That's a tradition with him. Drown the squiggly fish on the plate with butter, and he loves it. He's really the only one. My mother-in-law have a little bit, but he usually on a big slab of that. He decided this year no. But the oyster stew is my mother-in-law's thing, and every year I'm kind of a rank amateur chef. I think stew all those years, and when I first was introduced to my mother-in-law's oyster stew, which is basically milk, butter, and oysters. That's it.
Okay.
Milk, butter, and oysters. and it's like oysters in milk. And you put a little pepper in there, and it's peppery milk with butter and oysters. And I mean, we have it. I love oysters. It's very good. But I think I've always, over the years, I've always thought, this is not a stew. You know, to me, stew has many ingredients, beef stew, carrots and potatoes and sorts of different kinds of stew. But that's my mother-in-law's definition of oyster stew. I'm going to be curious to see if anybody else has that. We also did the prime rib. Did you guys do some... Did you guys do some beef?
We did prime rib. We did prime rib, and was it amazing? But I tell you what, I was actually thinking about getting some prime rib. I looked at the price of it. I said, Kev, nope.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to get that unless it's a really special occasion.
Yep, that's the thing. It's a, for us, it's a once, twice a year maybe deal. I'll pick up a couple of ribeyes here and there, which is basically steaks off the ribeye, you know, with the rib roast. But doing a full ribeye, yeah, doing a, that's a... Prime rib, that's a special occasion for sure. 701-271-1100, weigh in whatever's on your mind. That's what it's called, What's on Your Mind. Be right back.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with IRE Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IREINS.com.
You're protected and appreciated at IRE.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are giving you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of a hot tub and a sauna together in the ultimate everyday made better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back to What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn for Scott Henin, live and direct from the Freedom Matters USA studio, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Freedom Matters USA, the way freedommattersusa.org, and find out more about the great work they're doing. And speaking of PetroServe USA, you know, PetroServe is the home of the 4 for $4. I'm just telling you, they have great lunch specials every day. Scott talks about them all the time. Home cooking, you can get the home cooking to go. It's grab and go. Talk about convenient, okay? But the 4 for $4, You want to talk about, have you been to a drive-thru lately? I mean, $4 personal pan pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce pop, $4, four items all day, every day at every PetroServe. Now, we'll run through the lunch specials, but just keep that in mind. Valley City today's got hot beef or chicken pot pie. Harwood serving up Swedish meatballs. West Main's got meatloaf or taco hot dish. 12th Avenue's got Swedish meatballs, as does NP Avenue. Tater Tot hot dish in Glendon. Good tacos in Yulin today. Pulled pork over mac and cheese on 45th and Fargo. PetroServeUSA.com. PetroServe is hiring as well. A lot of, pretty much all locations, all positions. So PetroServeUSA.com. Find out more. Just reading a little bit about the Title 42 thing, Chris Larson. Chris Larson, Kevin Flynn, in for Scotty today. Scotty's on a holiday break with the family, getting some much-needed downtime. The Title 42, U.S. Code Title 42, set to expire today. It was given a week by the judge last week or whatever. If it drops, apparently there's 20,000-plus people waiting in Mexico to head across from Eagle Pass to Del Rio sector to El Paso to the Yuma sector to all across the passable points of the border, they will be rolling over. The number is this that I saw earlier, and I want to play a little bit of this. This is a representative, Beth Van Doyen. If Title 42 ends today, there will be 14,000 crossings per day. The estimated number is nearly 500,000 a month. 420,000 per month, 5.1 million per year, as long as that's not in place. Now, I talked about over the weekend with my relative of mine, an in-law of mine, about the word in Central America. Because predominantly, yeah, they're coming from all over the country, but predominantly South America and Central America is where these folks are coming from. Brazil, Argentina, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Guatemala, Honduras, etc. An interview I heard last week, I believe it was on Fox Nation, was talking with a reporter who's been from there. He's from Nicaragua. He's been reporting on the region for 30 years, back to Iran-Contra. 40 years, back to Iran-Contra. And family, friends, everything. His quote was, "You need to America. You need to understand. They're all coming. They're all coming here, because there's nothing left down there. The cocaine market is next to nothing. There's not the money that was there. The coffee. That's the two exports that are huge in that part of the world. And now everybody's exporting coffee and making, you know, and it's, so they're all coming. 5 million a year. Just keep setting up tents. What do we do? Well, Beth Van Doyen is a representative." Conservative Republican out of Texas was on with Fox News talking about this. Here's a bit of the breakdown on it.
And 20,000 migrants to enter the country every month. That's crazy.
Texas GOP Congresswoman Beth Van Doyen joins us now. Congresswoman, thanks for joining us. Hope you had a great Christmas. And now we have the president headed off to Island Paradise while we could be facing the lifting of Title 42 as early as midnight tonight. Your thoughts?
I think the contrast between Republicans and Democrats is stark. You know, where we're seeing, you know, millions of people fled into our country illegally. We're seeing hundreds of thousands of people, you know, killed by fentanyl deaths and opioid deaths and drug cartels, where we're seeing, you know, basically a new era of slavery coming in from our border, you know, from human trafficking and sex trafficking. We've got the Biden administration and most Democrats who don't see this as anything but a win. They're seeing this as success at the border. Every person that you talk to in the Biden administration does not see this as a problem. When you talk to the president, he just said, look, there's other problems that we have. When you talk to his press assistant, she's saying, look, he's doing the work. The rest of us are seeing what's going on, and you're seeing a contrast. But they're looking at this as success. When you've got, you know, Chuck Schumer saying, we're going to make them all, you know, voting members. We're going to give them all voting rights. You see where they want to go with this. I think it's shocking that you're having all the deaths that are happening within our country, slavery within our country. and a president and administration and basically a Democrat Party who's completely turned a blind eye to.
Yeah, so interesting. We had nationwide riots over slavery 200 years ago, and here we are allowing, you know, traffickers and cartels to establish slavery in our own country using the most vulnerable people. You know, you talk about the difference between Republicans and Democrats. You're from Texas, Congresswoman. I remember what the media and Democrats did when Senator Cruz left on vacation in the middle of that ice storm. Why hasn't there been more outrage over what's happening in our country? Energy prices through the roof in the middle of this, you know, winter polar vortex practically, and everything that's happening in your state and other border states with Title 42 being lifted. Where's the outrage?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's a great question. The fact is that you don't have the media actually covering these stories. You don't have them down there, which is why I'm hopeful that with a new Congress, you know, coming in on January 3rd, we're going to actually start having some hearings, and hearings where they count. You know, we're going to start having people go down and have hearings in Brownsville and in McAllen. Because that's going to be important. You know, you're going to have to force the cameras to go down there and see firsthand what's happening. Some of our Congress members who may not have gone down there, or Democrat Congress members who haven't gone down there, see firsthand what's happening.
They see what's happening, Chris Larson. They see it. There's no way they don't see it. It's not like they watch one channel or they hear one feed or they get one new, you know, they watch one tweet. They know what's happening. It's on purpose. It's ridiculous. And then where's he? He's in St. Croix. A little family vacation in the Caribbean. Hanging out.
And like I said during the break, Kev, where's Kamala? Where's the borders are?
She's hosting a busload of them from Texas at Abbott sent up. Grab line two there. Jim is on. Jim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you remember that Wisconsin governor who got railroaded out by Ed the Red?
Oh,
back in the day?
No, I don't. But
he was a really good governor, but Ed Schultz just kept on him. Well, Abbott needs to go. He needs to be recalled or whatever happened. And somebody like a John Wayne character needs to go in there and clean up this mess. And by the way, the only time Greg Abbott ever wants to be seen is doing a photo op, saying things, and then making himself look so high and mighty, like a Rick DeSantis.
I agree.
And, there was a Greg Abbott sighting. He was on the beach comparing hairy legs to Joe Biden.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, because, well, Joe's got...
How about hairy legs?
There you go. You know, I am with you, Jim, on that, on Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott just strikes me as a rhino, do-nothing, not a talk. Kerry Lake talked about, you know, securing the Arizona border at least. There's things he could do. There is things that he could do yesterday to stop a lot of this, and he is not doing them. Great call. Appreciate you. Be right back. What's up?
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. The holiday travel season continues to frustrate travelers as Southwest Airlines is going through a meltdown, canceling thousands of flights, and more cancellations are expected today and tomorrow. The airline says it's weather-related. Travelers at Denver's airport on CNN express frustration.
We had to wait in a line that was 4 hours, and we're still in line, and nobody's giving us any direction on what line to get in. It's a total, you know what, show here.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul on Sunday said this weekend's major winter storm is the most devastating to ever hit Buffalo. The major storm system has brought dangerously low temperatures, and the system at this hour is bringing lake-effect snow to Buffalo and nearby areas, creating blizzard conditions. China will remove quarantine requirements for inbound travelers starting January 8th as the country dismantles their zero-COVID policy. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is What's on Your Mind, 701-271-1100. Dial direct, leave a message, 855-200-1776, extension 1. Or you can shoot a text, 701-237-1590. Email studio@flagfamily.com, studio@flagfamily.com. Number of texts in. New Year's resolution. Increase my carbon footprint. Take that, Brandon. Oh, you love that one. I don't think you can avoid increasing your carbon. I don't even know what a carbon footprint is, really. Let's see here. Another text in. Well, Doug Burgum is waiting to see what Noam does so he can copy her. What is that for? I'm not sure. Oh, for the border? I don't know. Not a Burgum fan, I'm guessing. But, you know, I'll trade you Tim Walz for Doug Burgum anytime. Chris, you think anybody in North Dakota is going to take that deal? Probably not.
No, we're not trading Doug Burgum for Tim Walz. Are you crazy?
Yeah. Another text. We are also are to blame for this. We're a country of pansies. 20 million ex-military plus retired. Only millions of law-abiding hunters in this country, and we can't form a citizen militia to go down there and repel them. I'm 66 years old, and I would be on the caravan there in a minute. I've thought about that. If that call somehow came out, I would. I would as well. I don't know how we look at this and just think it's not an invasion. I mean, I would do it for my friend Michelle's son, Tyler, who died of fentanyl poisoning. Kev, as a final warning to all who may challenge the Liberal Dems' power in elections, Katie Hobbs' team is suing Carrie Lake for expenses for having to defend the frivolous court case for $36,000 plus. Wow, just wow. Yes, Arizona's broken, along with most of the country. Saw that. Katie Hobbs, is coming back after Carrie Lake now. And it's pretty unbelievable, what's going on. If you saw any of those testimonies and you somehow think that it's all good, no one was, disenfranchised there, they would be losing their mind if that happened in Georgia or where, makes me think that, the cartels may be a little deeper into Arizona than we think. So she lost. Yep, she lost the challenge. And now facing possible sanctions. From, of all people, the woman that would not recuse herself from the election, the Secretary of State, now Governor-elect in Arizona, Katie Hobbs. Unbelievable. Everything failed on Election Day, too. Imagine that. What? Kevin, I know it says oyster soup. talking about oyster stew my mother-in-law makes. We had that same recipe through the years, not just at the holidays when I was growing up. And she calls it oyster stew. Be oyster soup, too. Let's see. Happy birthday shout-out to my good friend Steve Brandt. Brantle? Steve Brandt, who listens to the flag, Tioga, Flag Stations, all day long-time listener. Happy birthday, Steve. That's from your buddy Nate. Happy to help you out there, Nate. Yeah, Kevin, as a child growing up in South Dakota, we had oyster stew every Christmas Eve. I hated it. I don't mind it. It's just kind of, it's nothing to it, really. It's kind of bland. Like milk and butter and oysters. Add a tablespoon of horseradish. Yeah, that'll heat it up. Another text. Certain people are getting a monetary kickback along with the cartels from each human being illegally entering our nation, revealing the crooks involved. Completely agree with that. You've got to follow the money on this. The money in the billions of dollars. I can't think of, I mean, maybe they just, you know, or you want to just collapse the whole deal. Because we can't sustain this. This is not sustainable. Oh, another text here. How time passes. Last time I saw... Oh, that's another one there. We welcome legal immigrants, etc. There, yep. All good ones there. Yeah, the carbon hoax, another one. So, yeah, Texas, 701-237-1590. I wanted to play a little more of this from what's going on at the border. And this is, again, today's the day that the Title 42 could be lifted. The Supreme Court extended it. Okay, they could decide to allow this to expire tonight. I think it would be tonight at midnight. Title 42 in the U.S. Code allows the government to, you know, if you're seeking, you know, a better life here, to turn them away, and it was due to COVID. Now, of course, the pandemic is all but wrapped up. It's merely not that big a deal. Now, if it expires, get ready, because this is happening. And Art, I believe it's Del Cueto, he is the National Border Patrol Council vice president, talking about what will... Now, listen to this, these couple of clips of Art here. And imagine, like Chris said, you know, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Ron Klain, Susan Rice, Barack Obama, any of the team hears this and looks you straight in the eye and says, hey, it's all good. Border secure. Listen to what the... Now, this is one of the... He's the guy. Okay? He's not some guy watching things from a distance. He's the guy. All right? He is the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. Here you go.
You send more troops down there, you try to redirect the traffic, but at the end it comes down to policy. You have to have the right policies, and you have to detain people. The people that are taking advantage of it, of course, is the drug smugglers, because they realize that agents are preoccupied with other things, and that's when they're taking advantage to bring their drugs across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, nothing to see there? I don't know how you... How you figure that out and go, yeah, nothing to see there. It's all secure. Chris asked a great question. Where's Kamala? Grab line one. Hi, what's on your mind? Who's this?
Good morning, Kevin.
Morning.
This is Darren.
Hey, Darren.
Months ago, Biden told us that COVID was over, correct?
Yep.
And if the Supreme Court lifts the ban on Title 42, then the Supreme Court's essentially telling us Title 42 is over. So there should be nobody using the crutch anymore, including student loan payments, should immediately start.
Well, I do. Hey, now. Hey, come on. Hey, go easy now.
Are you going too far?
That's crazy talk there, mister. Can't have the student loan paid off yet. Or anything.
People
need help.
Yeah, it's hypocrisy at its best.
Let me ask you this. When you look at, you know, the fentanyl numbers, the gotaways, I mean, all of this bad, bad on top of bad on top of bad. Where do you go for motivation? Where do you go? I go to the money.
That's it. Yeah, you got to follow the money. It's all money driven. Somebody's making a lot of money.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? They're saying the number per person, $6,000 to $8,000 on the low end, on average $12,000 to $15,000 per person.
Person. Yeah.
Per person, just to get them into the river to get to cross over, just to let them come through Mexico.
Right. Yeah. Here's another thought. I'm just shooting in the dark, but I guess China's got a big COVID problem, supposedly. Why don't we ban all incoming, anybody coming originating from China?
Ooh.
We should ban.
Is that going again, to man, you are. Ooh, I don't know, man. That's crazy talk there. That's
Am
Mike.
I
that's
get a visit probably
that's,
from.
That's. It's a little.
How dare you?
Yeah, a little microaggressive there, buddy.
All right. Well, thoughts. I got nothing else.
Yeah. No, great stuff, man. I'm glad you had, did you have a good Christmas? Did you guys have a good gathering?
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
A lot of blessings. All right, man. Thanks for checking in.
Right.
There he goes. Main man, Darren. Yeah. Either you're in on the money, either you're on the take on this thing, or you're on the take and at the same time, you want to scuttle the ship. You want to overload the system, scuttle the ship, you know, and sink it. I don't know how we sustain it. If you're on either side of the aisle, Karen, weigh in on this, will you? Check and see if Karen called, Chris. She might have called already. But how do you justify? You know, I know she didn't like Trump. That's all I ever hear about. But if we just take him out of the conversation, how do you look at this and? Let's say you're a small business owner, a new homeowner in El Paso, Texas. Or maybe you're, you know, an immigrant that did it legally living in El Paso, Texas. You spent 8-9 years learning the language, learning the Constitution, learning what we're all about here. Did the work, did the time, and got your citizenship. And then you're watching this run by your house in your neighborhood, sleeping in your yard, you know, and it's bad. It's bad down there. Go on Charlie Kirk's website. They've got a couple of reporters down there, charliekirk.com. And the frontline guys are down there. I'm sorry. The frontline people are down there. It's bad. They're coming out of the sewers. Imagine that, Chris. You're driving down the street in El Paso, heading home, long day's work. You're tired. Here comes a human being pressing the manhole cover off of the sewer, and you know here comes about 20 people crawling out of the sewer pipe.
That's something you only see in movies, Kevin, but it's reality down there. And
I saw it. It's over. I saw it. Somebody had a video because it's warm down there.
It is so sad.
It was 24 degrees in Corpus Christi, Texas on Friday morning. I was on with my friend on the radio down there, and they lose their mind. The feel factor, the wind chill, if you will, in Corpus was 9 degrees. So El Paso is just as cold. And these folks are coming across in T-shirts and jeans. So they're doing what they can do. They're finding wherever they can because the shelters are at capacity. There's nowhere to put them. Now we're going to build a football field, a tent bigger than a football field. But then what? Then what? What then? You build another tent? And another one? Anybody? Bueller? Weigh in 701-271-1100. Love your thoughts on this or whatever else is on your mind, because this is What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn sitting in for Scott Hennin. Glad you're hanging out today. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Scott Hinnon here. So excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget. And their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are giving you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of the hot tub and the sauna together in the ultimate Everyday Made Better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Scotty's got he's at Christmas break. Kevin Flynn, Chris Larson filling in. Brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. What a great heritage story for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Started in 1908, Henry Abbott Thompson. Now his grandson running the show. And they've been doing it since 1908. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services. Bismarck, Mandan, and across the region. North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, into Montana as well. Indoor air quality, you won't find a better team for that. A lot of things go into that. If you're looking at, you know, your business or your home or whatever, the systems that incorporate better, they call it IAQ, indoor air quality. Find out more at hatnsons.com. Saves you money. Amazing what they can do. I mean, any kind of environment where you need clean air cleaned, scrubbed, hatnsons.com, hatnsons.com. Tell them we said hello. Text line 701-237-1590. Let's see here. Are Dems truly the problem, or the 37 Republicans that voted for McConnell and the 17 or so who voted for Omnibus? Yeah, it's all a problem. I think I put that over here. It's all a problem. All of it. The spending, the money we don't have. I don't care who did it. Ever since we've not had a budget, it's all a problem. It's all created the problem where we are. It cannot continue. It is not sustainable. All politics and nonsense aside, this is no way to do business. You cannot survive. We will not survive. How's Venezuela doing? How's most of South America doing? How's Greece doing? Not good. Not good. Another text in. Let's see here. I think it is so despicable of the Democrats to allow illegal aliens into our country just so they can eventually give illegals voting rights. That is the reason why these sleazy Democrats want them here. It is. It's got to be. Because now they're echoing pathway to citizenship. Better life. A better life. We need to get these poor folks on it. But again, they haven't done anything to stop the leak. They haven't done anything to plug the hole. They just want to deal with the water in the yard. They want to deal with the flood, not root cause. The root cause is we don't have a wall, which we were well on the way to completing. Can you imagine that would be done now, Chris? And as I understand it, as of 3 weeks ago, word was from Tommy Fisher, they had a ton of equipment down there and materials. All the materials were just left, and they're still there. They're sitting there, rusting, rotting. But don't worry about it.
Of course, that's what they're doing, but... You know, that's not the big worry. Getting the wall built isn't the big worry, Kev.
Well, it's racist. Or, so I don't know what it is. It's something. Can't have that. You know.
Heaven forbid.
And we don't have any problem and never have had any problem with people wanting to migrate to this country. Legally. 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 And I don't know how anybody looks at this, and we've got to go back to understanding the difference between a refugee and a migrant. It's a big difference, and it's not 300 years ago. I don't want to hear about 300 years. I don't even want to hear about 2 years ago with Trump. Nothing about Trump. A refugee, usually a political refugee seeking political asylum. Refugees seek asylum. Migrants seek a better life. Huge difference. No one is bombing them out of their homes in Guatemala. No armies are running through the streets in El Salvador, Nicaragua, any of those countries, and forcing anyone from their home. The economy, the terrible living conditions, the empty store shelves, the results of socialism and that kind of thinking is what's motivating those folks to leave their homes for a better life here. Totally get it. Totally get it. Who wouldn't? Come on. Look at us. Look at how awesome it is here. Now, a migrant is what we're dealing with here, not a refugee. These are not asylum seekers. These are better life seekers, and we're all about it. But we can't be all about it with no control on it. With no say. And we're less than no say in who comes in and who resides here and who lives here. We're not a country if we don't. Sovereign nation? Good luck doing this in any other country on the... You think you can do this in China? Wander into China somewhere? Wander into... And they talk about open borders, too. That's a thing that has to be talked about. Open borders are a thing. They're real. They're real in most of Europe. They're real in Central America, the countries we're talking about. If you want to go from Guatemala to El Salvador to Honduras, to anywhere, you can go anywhere down there. Not the border checkpoints are next to nothing. They don't care. Europe's the same way. You can get on a train with a Eurorail pass in Europe, and you can ride from Norway to the south of France and never hit a border stop at all, anywhere. Open borders all throughout Europe. difference is there's no better life in France than there is in Norway or Italy than there is in France. All about the same. Life here compared to Central America, a little different. So, no, you can't open the door to the castle on the hill and expect it to be secure, ever.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus the great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Wonder, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.